What's the difference between a console, a terminal, and a shell? By Scott Hanselman, 20th of September 2019. I see a lot of questions that are close, but the questions themselves show an underlying misunderstanding of some important terms. Why would I use Windows Terminal over PowerShell? I don't need WSL for Bash. I use Cygwin. Can I use ConEmu with PowerShell Core, or do I need to use Windows Terminal? Let's start with a glossary and clarify some words first. Terminal. The word terminal comes from terminate, indicating that it's the terminating end or terminal end of communications process. You'll often hear dumb terminal when referring to a text-based environment where the computer you are sitting next to is just taking input and showing text while the real work happens at the other end in a mainframe or large computer. TTY, or teletypewriter, was the first kind of terminal. Rather than a screen, you'd have a literal typewriter in front of you. When you type on it, you're seeing the text on a piece of paper and inputting that text into a computer. When that computer replies, you'll see the typewriter automatically type on the same paper. When we refer to a terminal in the software sense, we're referring to a literal software version of a TTY, or terminal. The Windows terminal is that. It's really good at displaying textual output. It can take input and pass it on. But the terminal isn't smart. It doesn't actually process your input. It doesn't look at your files or think. Console. Folks in the mid-20th century would have a piece of furniture in their living room called a console or console cabinet. A console, in the context of computers, is a console or cabinet with a screen and keyboard combined inside it. But it's effectively a terminal. Technically, the console is the device, and the terminal is now the software program inside the console. In the software world, a terminal and a console are, for all intents, synonymous. Shell. A shell is the program that the terminal sends user input to. The shell generates output and passes it back to the terminal for display. Here are some examples of shells. Bash, Fish, ZSH, KSH, SH, TSCH. Or is that TCSH? PowerShell, PWSH, Cywin, CMD, Yori, 4DOS, command.com. Here's an important point that should make more sense now that you have these terminals. Your choice of shell doesn't and shouldn't dictate your choice of terminal application. Aside, WSL and WSL2, the Windows subsystem for Linux, are a complete local Linux, or many Linuxes, that run on Windows 10. They are full and real. WSL2 ships a real Linux kernel and runs on Windows. Cygwin is not a Linux. Cygwin is a large collection of GNU and open source tools which provide functionality similar to Linux on Windows, but it is not Linux. It's a simulacrum. It's GNU utils compiled against Win32. It's great, but it's important for you to know what the difference is. Cygwin may let you run your shell scripts, but it will not run Apache, Docker, or other real ELF binaries and Linux apps. Your choice of Windows consoles? There are a number of shells that ship with Windows. Here's a few I'm running now. Note the Chrome, or the border and title around them. Those shells are all hosted by the legacy Windows console you have never heard of called conhost.exe. You can go to the command prompt, type PowerShell, CMD, or Ubuntu, and any number of shells will run. Conhost does the work of input and output. Now, forget that Conhost exists, because it sucks. It's super old. Sudo console, sudo terminal, PTY, sudo TTY. Conpty. Pseudo-terminals are terminal emulators, or software interfaces that emulate terminals. They pretend to be terminals like the ones above. Unix systems and Linux systems have long had a pseudo-terminal, PTY, infrastructure, and now Windows has a pseudo-console, COMPTY, as well. Windows' new COMPTY interface is the future of consoles and terminals on Windows. If you choose a third-party, non-built-in, console application for Windows, make sure it supports COMPTY, and it'll be a better experience than some of the older consoles that use screen scraping or other hacks. Back to your choice of Windows consoles. Remembering there's a lot of shells you can use in Windows, there's a lot of third-party consoles you can use if you don't like conhost.exe, and you shouldn't. Hyper, Conemu, Commando, Console 2, Console Z, Terminus, Fluent Terminal, ZOC, Mobile Xterm, Babon, it's dead, 4NT or JP Software, not free, PuTTY, MinTTY, Windows Terminal, free in Microsoft Store, XtermJS, a TypeScript component that lets you integrate terminals into your apps. VS Code includes a terminal. Visual Studio 2019 Preview includes a terminal. All of these terminals support all of the shells above and any shells I've missed, because a shell isn't a terminal. Pick the one that makes you happy. I use PowerShell Core and Ubuntu in WSL2 in the Windows terminal. Hope this helps clear things up.